Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us. It's an exciting day here because Lisa Lano is back with us today. We love talking with Lisa. She joins us quite frequently. She is an internationally known psychic and medium, a seer, and she's also a paranormal researcher offering life path guidance, healing from past life trauma, connection with your guides, increased intuition, and paranormal research. Those are just some of the things this lady does. She's obviously, it's well known, and I think a lot of people knew she was going to be with us today because there are a lot of folks who are holding on the line hoping that she will talk with them. We are going to take some phone calls today and talk to some of our listeners who have wanted to call in and talk. We'll see what happens with that, but this is kind of interesting today because, number one, Lisa is not even here in the United States. She's in the mountains in Stuttgart, Germany, and it's gorgeous over there, as she points out. Anyway, for those of you who never have heard of Lisa, let me just tell you a little bit about her. As I pointed out, she is a psychic medium. She says her favorite thing to do is spotting and fake psych. Her favorite thing to do is spotting and busting fake psychics. She says the work she does is all about helping people, and she can help and guide the average person not to get taken advantage of by fakes. And there are fakes out there. And, of course, what Lisa has to offer is useful information for people to know. She points out if you go to someone for a reading and they say they see negativity around you or they try and sell you candles, she hopes to God you walk out. She tells people to be aware of generalities, of pushing things on you, of telling you that you're cursed or that you have to buy crystals from them or nothing good will happen, or they end the session on a cliffhanger. If that happens, you've been taken. That's really what about it is. All mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums. And we'll get into that with Lisa in a moment when we bring her on. She points out that while mediumship is about communicating with the deceased, psychic work is more focused on your potential future. And when are you going to meet somebody in your life? Where did my parents stash the money? Where do you see me in 5 years for work? I mean, wouldn't that be amazing if you didn't know where your parents stashed the money and Lisa told you you found a fortune? Oh, my goodness. I presume it happens, but, you know, who knows? Anyway, those are some of the things that Lisa does. She really is an amazing lady. She says if she sees you with four children, that just means there are four entities that would like to have you as a mom. Doesn't mean you have to have four children. It's still your life. And psychic work allows people to see the choices before them. If you continue on the path that you're on and you do nothing, then you will have four kids. But now that she's just told you that you can do something about it, now that you're conscious of it so you can make another choice, being aware you'll be faced with a choice gives you the time to prepare yourself. A little bit about Lisa Lano, who is, again, as I pointed out, she is all the way in Stuttgart, Germany today. Actually, it's evening time in Stuttgart. Isn't that right, Lisa? Is it dark yet over there? Tell me.
Hi, Doug. Nice to be here. It is not quite yet. It's getting there. It's still pretty light out, but not sun. Sun's gone.
Okay.
It's getting dark.
So it is evening is approaching, and you know, a moment ago when we got you on the line, I asked you what you were doing in Germany, and tell me, what are you doing over there? Let our audience hear what you are up to.
I guess I'm exploring. Since I was four, I always wanted to, don't ask me why, I wanted to be Sweden. That's what I told my parents. I didn't even know what Sweden was. Scandinavia, and I wanted to go to Scandinavia. And as I got older, much older, like older, realized that Scandinavia is like outrageously expensive. And I started meeting people through actually a metal band fan page and met a bunch of people from Europe and from Germany. They made very good friends. And everybody's from Germany, all the bands, and I just started looking into Germany and realized my dad used to tell me, go to Germany, because you fought in the war, fought in World War II. And said that the German people were really, really nice. Yes, I know America and Germany were not allies, but he could see through the war and see the people. You know, kind of like, I have friends in Russia, and I have friends in Ukraine, and we see the people,
right,
not the war, that kind of thing. And it stuck with me all those years, and I just said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. That's it. I'm just going to get rid of my furniture and go. And that's what I did.
In essence, you're looking for a home, and you're shopping in the Stuttgart area for a home. Is that right?
Yeah, and then I'll be shopping in the UK and back in the States. I don't know where I'm going to go.
But I mean, you could settle in that area. You said it's gorgeous and you love it there. I know it's a language problem because you don't speak German, but you pick it up fairly quickly. You know.
I'm learning.
Well, listen.
Yeah, it's a visa. The visa process.
Good for you. You know what you're proving? It's never too late in life to start something, you know, that you want to do.
No. I'm 68 years old. No, it's never too late.
Yeah, try
to stay in good health if you're going to do it at this age. <laughs> You know?
Stay in good health is right. All right. We want to talk to you because there are a lot of people who want to talk to you today and are waiting around to listen to you.
Great.
One of the things I need you to explain for me and to our listeners who really aren't terribly familiar with what you do, explain to me the distinction between a medium and a psychic. What's the simple answer? I may have already done it, but anyway, tell me.
Yes, I think you did. A medium is somebody who can communicate, the person in the middle of both worlds, our world and the other side, or whatever you choose to call it, hell and heaven, other side, afterlife, whatever. And it's the person that can basically reach into that other dimension and pull some information out. It's kind of like listening to somebody talk in another room, and all of a sudden a fan goes on. And it's kind of like interference a little here and there, so you don't always get it 100% clear because they're in another, quote, room, quote. But they'll have the medium has the ability to pull information out, which is not only comforting to people when their loved ones pass, whether it be four-legged or two-legged, but it also helps in cases with murder, missing children, missing adults. You know, it helps. Whereas a psychic, it's basically somebody who sees. You can see what's going to happen. Like you explained it perfectly well, you know, with the life choices. Everybody thinks, well, the psychic said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Well, what if the psychic tells you're going to die at 50 and you're 20? Then you hit 49 and you're scared out of your mind. That's happened. I've seen that happen to a guy. He's petrified. I mean, you know, he thought, that's it, I'm going to die next year. If you're going to talk yourself into a heart attack, dude, don't believe it, you know? So basically, so we can give you your choices. And yeah, maybe some things will come true. And hopefully they're the positive things. So that's
okay.
The difference.
All right. Well, look, you know, people know you're going to be on this show. You always attract a crowd wherever you go. I find it totally amazing. I don't know. You've got what you do to get the word out, but the word is out. You know, let's take a shot and let you talk to some people and see what happens. Okay, would you like to do that? We'll try it today?
Yes, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
I assume, you know, I do not know what these folks want to know. I mean, some of them may want a reading. They may have questions for you. So we're going to go down the list and see what happens. This is always live radio. It's always a little risky. But anyway, let's just see what happens here. First off, I'm going to put you on the line with Joanna, I think it is. She's from Ocala, Florida. And Joanna, are you there? Am I right?
Yes, I'm
That's
here.
That's your name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, hello, Lisa. Very excited this week.
Hi.
With you.
Hi.
Oh, nice
to meet. Thank you so much. Nice to hear you.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead, ask your question,
Hi,
Joanna.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought we got cut off.
No. She's there.
Yeah. Okay. If we are allowed to ask.
It's muted. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. If we are allowed to ask a question, I would like to move before my lease is up in September. I was hoping to find something somewhere between June and August. So do you pick up anything for a move for me?
Okay. I don't feel that, no, I don't know you, so I'm just going to keep in mind if I say something and it doesn't make sense to you, you might say, oh, no, that's my sister, and then we'll just get her out of the way.
okay.
You never know what's going to come in. I don't feel that this is a huge move, correct? Like you are, and
yes.
Just need a yes or no, right? Like you're not moving from Florida, you said you were from Florida to California. This is a short move, correct?
Yes.
So, because I'm getting a good feeling about a short move, because I'm thinking, oh, no, please don't try to move to, like, California, because that's not going to happen by June.
No.
But, okay. Hold on 1 second. Do you have to go up, like, stairs on the outside of, like, an apartment building, like one half a flight or...
There's a few steps where
okay.
I am right now, yes.
Okay. Is this an apartment building? I see more than one area. I don't see a single family.
Yes, they are quadruplexes, and we are a whole community of
okay.
quadruplexes.
Okay. What I'm seeing, and I don't know if this is something that you've looked at, is something, and I've only seen these once, and it was in the Fort Lauderdale area. Now, not that you're going to Fort Lauderdale. I'm just saying that's the area that I saw them in. Was like these nice buildings, and that you would walk up maybe a flight of stairs or a half a flight, and there were apartments, and then there was some on the other side. And they're really like soft colored and
okay.
very nice. And that's kind of what I see. So I would, and I don't think that's the place you're in now, correct?
No.
That's not the place you're in now. The place you're in now, is it a bit older?
Yes.
Is the building a bit older? Okay, I see something newer. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's like brand new, but it is on the newer side. And I see smiles on faces, and what I get information in the strangest ways. I'm like, why am I seeing stick figures with smiles, like a man and a woman and smiles?
Okay.
I don't think it's you. I think it's your landlord now to say, hey, no problem. No problem. If there's a fee, there might be a fee. That one I can't tell you because that's up to them. But I don't think you're going to get penalized. Horrible. I see July. That's
wow.
I see July. That's the month that came to me. But definitely look up my info. I don't have a website right now, but I have all kinds of social media. And keep me posted.
Yes.
I want to know if it happens.
Yes, thank you so much. Wow, you gave me the chills, and bless you, and happy upcoming
oh,
everything,
well, bless you
and best
too.
Wishes out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did that
friend.
Help you, Joanna?
You know what?
Yes, it
did.
It did. Thank you so much. It did, yes.
A big help. Whoa, very good. That's great. That's great.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing, Lisa. You just get these feelings, you know? You connect like that. It doesn't matter whether you're next door or on the other side of the world. How about
nope.
that?
It's
all right,
weird.
Let's try another call. That was very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next is Christine. She's in, talk about California, she's in Sacramento, California. Christine, you're on
okay.
the line with Lisa Lano. Go ahead, talk to her.
Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm fine, Christine.
Speak up, Christine.
Hello?
Oh, can you?
Yes, can you? There you go. Can you speak a little louder? I can't hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering if you can connect with my father who passed over. His name is John.
Okay. His name is John. Oh, thank you so much. And that is exactly all I need to know. Just
thank
his
you.
Name and and that it's your dad.
He's John
okay.
Junior, yeah. He's a junior.
Okay. I want to say, now, I get my messages, and this I haven't touched on yet. So for anybody else listening. Okay, it says muted, so if it says muted, you won't hear me for a second, and then it will say
okay.
unmuted. Got it.
Okay.
Probably because I'm in the middle of nowhere. Okay, I get my messages in all kinds of strange ways. It can come through a sense of feelings that I get, a sense of taste, mm-hmm. smell, or keep your mind open because sometimes I might validate something, not about Dad, but maybe about you or your children or your sister or brother. So just keep your mind open to any validations. Validations are important before you get messages. I want you to know that I have the right person. So, okay, the one thing I feel, the first thing that I felt was, and this is not cliche, because not everybody feels this way, but a very, very deep sense of loss. Now, I lost my dad, and because he had heart problems, I didn't want to lose him, but it was a relief. Do you know what I mean? I feel like this is just a deep wound and a loss, and it's making me want to say that you and Dad were quite close. Is that true?
I was younger, so I don't know how close.
You were younger. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's this deep, deep loss. Like.
Yeah, right now.
Well, there has to be, my goodness, if you lost your dad that young.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've, obviously, you don't need me to tell you, you have a lot of questions. What do you want to know from him? Ask me a question. Give me a direction to go in. You know he's okay.
If he comes around to myself and to my brother and my mom.
Okay. They always come around. And I'm feeling like you have trouble connecting with him because you said you were young, and this is something you did say. And you have trouble connecting with him. But let me just go into him a little bit. Here, John, are you here? Come talk to me, please. Okay. Now, I have no idea how old you are, how old he is. I have absolutely no clue because I don't see you. But I don't feel that he made it too much of a ripe old age. I really don't.
No.
I feel like I want to say gone before... Very much gone before my time, gone before his time. Now, here's where I'm telling you to keep your mind open, because I don't know if this is him or if it's somebody here or someone else who passed. So I'm feeling very sick in my stomach right now. Now, sick in my stomach can mean many things. It could be medication. It could be an illness. Did he, just yes or no, did he have an illness or is somebody, like I feel like I can't eat. Like something's bothering that can't eat. Is he either validating himself or is he validating somebody here?
No, he did not have a sickness.
Okay, he what?
He did not have a sickness, no.
He did not have a sickness. Okay, is somebody here
having
stomach issues right now? Like somebody here could be you, your mom. You don't have to say who. Just... Somebody's having stomach issues, right?
Yeah.
Like almost anxiety related.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Again, this is your privacy. You're on the air.
No, I'm totally okay with it.
Okay. But
it's
you don't
more anxiety,
say.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's a validation from him. He's telling me that somebody that he loves is having problems with the stomach and the nervous problems and the anxiety. So I know that I feel that I've got him. Now, what I'm asking, he's a very giving man because he's not talking about himself, by the way. He's talking about those that he loves and left behind. This is tragic. I mean, very here one day, gone tomorrow.
Yes.
I want to say there were no red flags, and I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, there were. It does. You're right.
How on earth were we supposed to know? Like, John, how were we supposed to know? I hate to ask. I hate to even say this, but...
I'm open. Go ahead.
By his own hand. Did he pass by his own hand?
Either...
He did. Okay.
Yes.
Sometimes when they do pass like that... Christine, the only thing that I can tell you, I know I've got him because I don't know these things. Obviously, you don't know me. I don't know you. And we're only on the radio. I can't see you. I don't know if this is comforting to you or not, but sometimes when they pass like that, We do cross right over, so don't worry. He's obviously on the other side, or I could not mm-hmm. reach him. He would have told me mm-hmm. these things already. But sometimes it's their only way out. It's their soul's only way out. Not that their mm-hmm. consciousness wants to leave you behind and leave
yeah.
mom, and, you know, but sometimes their
yeah.
soul just says, I can't do it. I can't do it. I have to leave. I have to take this exit. And unfortunately,
yeah.
he did. Yes, of course, he's looking over everybody. Why don't you ask him for a dream? Some sort of something, say, Dad, you know, I was young. I need to know that it's you. And maybe there's something that you might, a scent or a bird or something that you know that he likes.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get that sign. And then ask your mom and just go, did Dad like this? And you might see
okay.
a picture. There's a picture of, I feel like, of you and him. And did you say brother? You have a brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's just the three of you. And it's just a really
mm-hmm.
cute picture. It looks like it's kind of, I don't know, are you an 80s kid? Like,
yeah.
or a 90s kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it almost looks like, it looks like my kids. And my kids were 80s
no,
kids.
No, I have a picture. I have a picture of that exactly. It's me, my mom, and him.
Okay. So I got the brother wrong, but it's the three of you. Okay. Let me
jump in here, Lisa. This is kind of fascinating. There are a number of other people I want to get to, but hopefully that helped, Christine.
Yes,
she was in Sacramento.
So.
You know, it's amazing how you picked up on the fact that her father died by his own hand. I don't know how you do that, but it's amazing to
either.
Say the least.
I don't either.
You know, really. All right, let's start. The time is clicking by here. Let's move down the list. Linda is standing by now. She is calling from Orlando in Florida, right around near Orlando.
Oh.
Linda, are you there? Hello, hello.
Yes. Hi. Yes, I am.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
You're on the line
Hi,
with...
Linda.
Go talk to Lisa, okay?
Yeah,
Lisa
Doug, please
and Linda.
Interrupt because I just keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, Linda,
go.
And Doug, please interrupt me because I do just keep talking. So when
okay.
the time is up, you just speak up, okay? Because I'll just keep going.
Okay.
Hi, Linda. This is Lisa. What can I do for you, my friend?
All righty. So basically, maybe anything that you see for me. I'm going to be moving here in a little bit. We already have a home where we're going. What do you see in the future for me, whether it's home life or work life or anything that you see coming up or kids or I don't know. Very general.
Usually I ask for a specific category, like, well, what do you want, home or this or that? But I'm not going to right now because I just got the feeling of warmth. No, not because you're in Florida. Don't be a smarty pants.
That's a good one.
That kind of warmth. Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm bummed. Heartfelt warmth. Like, I see changes, but they're not huge. I know that sounds strange, but the home might be a big change, yes, but it's a happy change.
Okay.
I feel like this home is a big deal. This is something you guys have wanted for a while. Is that true?
Yeah.
Like this home
yes,
is
exactly.
like, oh, my goodness. And prepare to stay for a while because this may be your forever home as far
okay.
as until you get my age, which is.
You're not home. Stop.
Yeah, no, I don't. Heck no, I don't feel it. But
yeah.
changes, yes, but they're similar changes. In other words, you're going to keep like your own style of decorating in your new house. You're going to keep the work. I do see some sort of a change now. I don't know if it's the same company and you are going to have to travel or a different branch, but I see, okay, it's going to sound stupid, the same but different. So I'm not quite 100% sure what that means. But the same but different, it could be a different office. It could be a different group of people, but it's still similar. Does that make any sense to you? Because I don't know how far you're going. Does that make
any
sense?
I'm going to North Carolina, so they're not don't have an office there, but unless I'm doing my own business,
Okay. But would you be doing similar work, the same type of work?
No, you're just kind of more something a little bit more creative, being at
something
home.
Okay. You're going to start with something of your own. I see, I don't know if the universe is showing me this because it's literal or not, but something with paints. I don't know if it's paints, but I see something with paints. I don't know.
Yes.
Do you do any painting?
You're right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, not pictures, but that's where I want to do something totally different than what I normally do
totally
in the corporate world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
right.
That's going to happen then. All right, look.
It will.
Listen,
you might have to stay with corporate for a teeny bit, but that's it.
All right. Okay. We're going to move along now. We have time for one more, I think. Let's go to Mary. She's in New York City. Mary. Mary, you're on with Lisa. Go ahead.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Oh, just fine. Thank you so much. What can I do for you, my friend?
All right. Well, I just came back from being abroad, like you, but I was in South America with my boyfriend for over 4 months, and we're going back and forth, and he'll be coming to visit me soon. But right now we're going through this transitional period, and I need to find a way to stabilize my income so that we can build a home in Colombia, where he's from, in the future. And so I am at a crossroads with respect to what to do. Like, I started an Amazon business, and I'm wondering if that's a good way to go. And I have been investing. I don't know if the investments are a good idea for me now or if I should hold off on that. And also, I signed up to take the Foreign Service Officer exam in June, and I'm wondering if I'm going to pass that and if that's going to be an option in the future, and if I should find a part-time remote job for now.
Oh,
all
wow.
Right. We're
well,
almost out of time. Go ahead, Lisa, go tell her what you're thinking. What are you feeling? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, for some reason, while you were talking, I threw some tarot cards down, and one popped out, and it says work. And it says focus, passion, diligence, success, teamwork, and finance. That literally jumped out of my tarot deck. What I want to say is I feel the exam is the exam you're going to take is going to take precedence over everything. I feel like all these other things are good, but I think the exam, and you're going to get that, and that's what's going to put you on the map to your dreams is that. And you guys are going to have a great life.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Can you hear me?
She heard that
now. Yeah.
So, Mary, you know, we're running out of time, my dear. Don't have time to any more questions for her, but at least hopefully that helps. You know, Lisa, I love chatting with you. I'm so totally amazed how you can do this. It just happens, huh? You hear a voice and you make that connection. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't even understand it. You know, I don't understand, but I guess we don't really know our own potential, and I'm more than willing to help people dig into their own potentials and learn about their own intuition. We're all psychic in some way or another, but if we were all psychics, well, there'd be no engineers or, you know, there'd be no cooks, there'd be nothing. So
we'd
be running around talking to the dead or predicting things for each other. So we all, you know.
Let's hope we can do this again, Lisa. Lisa Lano has been with us today. She's in Stuttgart, Germany. She's looking for a home, looking for some place to find a home. And if she doesn't find it there, maybe in England. Okay. Listen, Lisa's website, it's lisamlano.com. Lano is L-A-N-N-O.
No, that doesn't work. No.
Doesn't work anymore?
No website.
Okay.
No website. I'm on social. Paranormal Queen 1. Like Paranormal Queen.
Paranormal Queen 1.
On everything.
Gotcha.
Twitter,
Paranormal
Facebook,
Queen
YouTube.
1, folks. If you want, if you want to talk to her.
Yep.
All right, we've run out of
my
time.
Email,
yep.
You got
go ahead. You want your
this
email? I'll give that. I can. I'll give you a
please.
Okay, it's Lisa M. Lano at hotmail.com. Lisa M. Lano at hotmail.com.
Yep.
We're out of time. Got to go, folks.
Yep.
Hope you enjoyed this. We'll see you next time. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Bye for now. I wish we had more time. Bye. We're over.